For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. With members of the Republican Party giving him criticism, President Trump released a video on Twitter defending his plan to immediately bring U.S. troops home from Syria.
Our boys, our young women, our men, they're all coming back, and they're coming back now. We won, and that's the way we want it, and that's the way they want it.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says people celebrate when troops come home, but you can't celebrate false security.
If you're tired of fighting radical Islam, I understand it. They're not tired of fighting you. And if you don't get that, you're making a huge mistake.
The president's plan to exit some 2,000 U.S. troops from the site of the Islamic State's 2014 rise marks a reversal of American military strategy in the Middle East. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
A high-ranking member of the Catholic Church in Los Angeles is stepping down. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Pope Francis accepting the resignation of Auxiliary Bishop Alexander Salazar on Wednesday morning following allegations against Salazar of sexual misconduct, accused of some sort of bad behavior in the 1990s involving a minor, though full details of that encounter were not released. The Archdiocese of Los Angeles saying it was first made aware of the allegations in 2005 when Bishop Salazar was a priest. These allegations had been turned over to the district attorney, who never filed charges. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Washington Post is reporting special counsel Robert Mueller is now asking the House Intelligence Committee for an official transcript of Trump advisor Roger Stone's testimony. Committee members say if the reports are true, Stone may strike a deal with Mueller. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A Republican senator shares his concerns regarding the Russia probe, as we hear from USA's Tim Berg.
A federal judge delayed sentencing for former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. A new hearing date is set for March 13th, and Republican Senator Rand Paul tells Fox News his whole main concern with this Mueller probe.
I've always been a critic of the idea that you can listen to someone's phone call without a warrant. That's what they did to General Flynn. I think it basically was entrapment. I think what they did should be illegal if it isn't already illegal what they did to him. But then on the other issue to me is a little unseemly, the idea of people lobbying for foreign governments. In fact, I'm toying with the idea and contemplating and in discussions of whether or not we should just make a law that you can't do lobbying for foreign governments, because it really does appear to be divided loyalty, whether you're in government or not. I don't like the idea that Saudi Arabia spends tens of millions of dollars every year hiring people for their interests. Their ambassador should come to our capital and tell us what the interests of Saudi Arabia are.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell introduced a continuing resolution to keep the government funded past Friday's deadline and avoid a government shutdown just days before Christmas.
The measure will provide the resources necessary to continue normal operations through February the 8th.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
I'm glad the leader thinks the government should not shut down over the president's demand for a wall, and Democrats will support this CR.
For USA Radio News.